Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step 1. Go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step 2. Collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step 3. Play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step 4. Unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Sometimes you gotta take a break from just about everything, disappear, come back, and shock the world. I'm talking to that athlete. I'm talking to that administrator. I'm talking to that nurse, that doctor. I'm talking to that student. I'm talking to that communicator. I'm talking to that pioneer, that inventor. I'm talking to that entrepreneur. I'm talking to that preacher. I'm talking to that person who refuses to stay where they are. I'm talking to that person that doesn't have a problem laying in obscurity, because you know that when you come out of the dark room, all eyes on you. We live in a culture of busyness, distraction, and noise. And sometimes the only way something's going to change is if we disappear. Sometimes you gotta delete the app. Sometimes you have to walk away. Sometimes you have to fall back into the dark room and focus on you. Everybody wants destiny. Everybody wants manifestation. Everybody wants fulfillment. Everybody wants the next level and the relationship and a higher quality of living. But nobody wants to eliminate distractions. Nobody wants to disappear for 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, and get into a place where you can focus on just you. What if you could just shut out every distraction? What if you could just shut out the world for just a season and focus on you? A man is rewarded in public for what he does in private. Can you unplug for just a moment and focus on you? Focus on what matters. Why are you here? What is your destiny? The reason why you don't see it, the reason why it has not manifested, the reason why you are so frustrated is because you have not been willing to forsake all that you've been called to forsake and to follow through behind closed doors. Sure, you can talk about it. Sure, you can plan it. Sure, you can write it down. Sure, you can go to the conference and hear about it. You can read about it. But at some juncture, you have to disappear and put the work in and come back and shock everybody that doubted you. I'm talking to that man, that woman, that boy, that girl who feels the fire in their belly. It's time for you to shock the world. You may have to sleep in your car. You may have to go without food. You may have to bounce around from couch to couch. You may have to sacrifice like nobody in your family ever has. But can you do it behind the scenes when nobody's looking, when nobody's watching, when nobody understands the measure of passion that you carry? Can you keep going? Don't stop. You're right there.
You don't have time to waste. So I need you to put in 1,000% every single day.
I was the baddest person to ever live. Doesn't go away, man. You gotta wake up. Even though you retired, you never retired. You're setting the example every single day of your life about having a savage mentality.
Everybody wants to be a beast until it's time to do what real beasts do. Everybody gets excited. E.T., the guru story, but nobody wants to get up at 3 o'clock.
Things in life are gonna get really fucking hard. And you're gonna wanna quit.
win, lose, or draw. Still gotta wake up tomorrow and go to work.
If you truly want that greatness, you got to work hard. You got to dig a little bit deeper. You got to find it. You got to go after it. Because it's not looking for you. Success is not looking for you. You got to go get it.
Not always gonna feel like doing what you're supposed to do. That's when you gotta do it anyways.
Success is not going to be handed to you. Nobody owes you anything.
When you are hungry, when you are no longer full, when you are no longer satisfied with where you are and you raise your standards, it is only then that you can have your future.
What's gonna separate you is when it's beast time, when it's war time, you gotta get up and make it happen.
Push with everything you got. Tell excuses to step aside. Let weakness know that it is not welcome in your house, because the opportunities are yours. Go get it. Go get it now.
Like, for real, you walk out of here pumped up, fired up. You get some new information. You're ready. Everybody wants to be a beast until it's time to do what beasts do. Because not only do I want to be a beast, if you follow my 24 hours, I do what beasts do.
The one mentality that you must have in life is that regardless of what's in front of you, you still must grind. I fail at most things I do, but still I grind.
I have too much to accomplish to be satisfied with where I am right now. I have too much on the line. I have too many people depending on me to win. I must stay hungry.
Be a hard-working motherfucker. You can't go wrong with that mentality.
The truth of the matter is, how are you so emotionally injured, so mentally drained, so physically fatigued that you have allowed your dream, your destiny, to take a back seat to this excuse that you don't have what it takes, that you're not smart enough, that you're not tall enough, that you're not wide enough, that you're not deep enough, that you're not connected enough, that you don't know enough people? You keep comparing yourself to that person and this person. When will the excuses stop? Will you see your purpose bigger than your excuse? I don't know your name, but I know you have a dream. I don't know where you're from or where you're listening to me. You may be listening to me in your closet, your bedroom, the gym, the car, the bus, the train, the plane. I don't know where you're going, but I know you are going somewhere. You've got a destination. People that make excuses are not connected to their destination. They don't have an end game. They don't have a goal. You have allowed yourself to become a weak link covered under the blanket of excuses. But I'm just wondering if there's anybody here that has a dream. And if you've made your excuses bigger than your dream, the time is now to apply pressure. It may not be easy, but it's not impossible. This is not a I feel like it today. This is not an I'm motivated for a week. This is an every single day mentality. You may have to work 3 times. You may have to lose sleep. You may have to go to college and raise 5 children and still maintain your marriage and work your side hustle. I don't know what your story is, but if you will keep a no excuse mentality, then the sky is not your limit. The sky is your starting point. This is an every single day mentality. I never get turned off. Every single day, I want my destiny. I want my dream. When somebody is in love with who they've been called to become, what they've been called to fulfill, what they've been destined to do, there is no day off. There are no lights. Listen, I'm not a light switch. You can't turn me off. I can never get turned off. Every single day, I'm giving everything I have. That's how big my dream is. And so there's no excuse. There's no pain. There's no dilemma. There are no speed bumps. There's no distraction that can turn me off. I'm not a light switch. You can't turn me off. I want this thing every single day.
Wealthy people, first they get into stocks, then they start a business, and then they get real estate.
Owning a stock is like is owning a percentage of a great business. The people who aren't wealthy is because they don't own nothing. You only have your money sitting in cash. If your money is just sitting in cash, realistically, you're becoming poorer every day. The key to wealth is through ownership. At about 9 or 10, I saw my mom get shot in front of my face. My early years were surrounded with violence. I saw my mom selling drugs. I saw my mom robbing. I saw my mom get robbed. I saw her get shot, and then she later on went to prison, right? So I saw that early. At 14, my mom was in prison, and I lost my grandmother, which was who I was living with at the time. 14, I'm homeless. I'm just on survival mode. Like, the world, I just want to get to the next day. I want to make as much money as I can selling crack. So at 16, I go to prison for attempted murder and robbery. But in prison, I had a fight with two of my homies. In prison, we fight for like 4 hours.
Jeez.
Back to back. I'm just fighting one after another one. Like, we just fighting. And I go to solitary confinement. And at this time, Orleans Parish Prison is considered like one of the worst parish prisons in the United States of America, right? And I go to the cell and I meet this white guy. That was the turning point of my life. He was like, man, listen, man, there's a game that's being played and you're playing a game that you can't win. For a minute, I just started thinking about the people who I knew that was in the streets. Everybody lost. Everybody suffered the same fate. He has on a red and white band at the time. The red and white band means you're in federal custody. The first three things was he said, listen, man, wealthy people do three things, man. They stop trading time for money. They make their money work for them. And they give as much value to people as they can. And we got a little deep into that. He said, the reason why you give people so much value is because if you give them so much value, they'll never leave you and they'll always be there for you. And you will never need for anything as long as you give wealth and value to people. And so I learned that as I got older. That part really didn't make sense to me at the time, but the money working for you part, and I was like, what the hell? How do you make your money work for you? Mm. Again, all I know is how to go get money. That's all I know. So later on in that, he says, wealthy people do three things. So this we in a cell for about 45 days. Every conversation with him about money and transition was always wealthy people do. So he says, wealthy people, first they get into stocks, then they start a business, and then they get real estate. So if when people ask me, how did I get into stocks? It's because I follow that rule. And so I just, my rest of my time in prison, I wanted to be that. I wanted to be a part of that wealthy conversation. And so what happened to me was it started reminding me of being in the streets. Everything about it. And I heard this term one time that said, the real gangsters are on Wall Street. The real gangsters are in the government. And I was like, damn.
They looked at the most successful men and women of the world, and they found that they had like 7-8 things in common. And one of the things they all had in common was a routine. They are obsessed with their routine. They don't have a gap of wasted time they routine. You know, I realized the reason why I'm so successful and the reason why I don't get in trouble like I used to when I was younger is because when I was younger, man, my schedule had so many gaps in it. The devil had like, okay, he might pray at 6, but my man is watching TV. He playing video games by 8:30. It's not that I'm sweeter than nobody. The devil can't get to me because all my time is taken up. And by the time he get to me, I'm asleep. I'm too asleep to sin. I'm just being real. 8:30, he like, Eric, you should. I'm like, bro, I'm tired. Come back to me tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Like, tempt me tomorrow, bro. I'm about to go to sleep. I'm good. My body said, all you got to do is put your shoes on. That's the hardest thing you got to do. Just put your shoes on and I'll do the rest. I can't put your shoes on for you, but put your shoes on and then just go. And I just went and I was walking for the 11 incline board. And I was just walking for an hour. And I was just like, you know what? It's almost an hour. I don't feel like running. My body was like, don't worry about it. We'll get to that when we get to it. I did my hour, was about to get off. My body was like, you know we run now. I said, what? We run now. Let's go. You ain't tired? I said, I am tired. No, you're not. You just walked for an hour. You're not tired, Eric. Your brain is telling you some dumb stuff. If you were tired, you wouldn't have been able to walk for an hour. Okay, so let's do this. Just run for 2 minutes. I'm trying to help somebody right now go to a whole other level. The Bible, the reason why you go back to sleep is because you've always gone back to sleep. It's like a default. You go back to sleep because all you got to do is stop going to sleep, and then you're going to stop going to sleep. All you got to do is stop fussing and cussing, and you're going to stop fussing and cussing. All you got to do is stop spending all the money you got and start saving it. Listen to me. I became number one in the world. I became a millionaire not because I made more money. I became a millionaire because they told me millionaires only live off of 30% of their income. I want to make it plain for you. I became a millionaire because I did what millionaires did. I stopped living off 100%. I paid my tithe, and then I was like, all right, E, you only got 20% left. Put the rest up. So the first thing I did, listen to me, the very first thing I did to become rich, somebody said, E, to be rich, put 6 months of your earnings to the side. So I was like, all right, bet. That's what the rich told me to do. So I put 6 months to the side. How long did it take? I don't remember, but I put it to the side. Then somebody was like, yo, E, you need to put $100,000 to the side. I was like, all right, $100,000. DD, we're going to put $100,000 to the side. Then somebody was like, yo, you need to get your credit score up to 800. I was like, all right, then get my credit score up to 800. Then somebody said, E.T., if you want to be Tony Robbins, there's no way you'll be able to be like those dudes when you don't have the language they have. You need to go get your master's and a PhD from a white institution. I said, what? I went to Oakwood. I went to HBCU. He was like, yeah, but you didn't learn the language of Zig Ziglar at Oakwood. So Oakwood is a phenomenal place. Oh, y'all not hear what I'm saying. I just said something, you missed it. Now you need to go to Michigan State University. CJ, where's my, you see my master's degree anywhere? What about my PhD? Not in the office, not at church. You ain't seen it in my house? I didn't go to Michigan State to get a PhD. I went to Michigan State to learn the majority language. Listen to me very closely. When you graduate and you get a job, if you want to get paid, you never say no. You never say it can't get done. Don't you ever say out your mouth it can't get done. Even if you feel in your heart it can't get done, you don't say it out loud. You let the broke folks say that. You let the folks they find first say that. You always say it can get done. Even if you don't think it can get done, just say it and try to make up something. But every time I put on a dress shirt and button it up, I just feel, and I hear people say all the time, man, you look like you dressed for success. I'm like, is putting on a shirt and a tie dressed for success? I'm dressed for success. I'm getting paid. I'm dressed for success. I'm not dressed like he dressed, but I'm dressed the way I feel comfortable. I feel good being me. I feel good not to have to, like, not only can I say no, I don't have to explain why I said it no more. It feels good being me. Because guess what? I can never be sweet being you. The majority of you are poor because you read poor stuff. You watch poor stuff. For real, you just scrolling through like you ain't got a life. For real, some of y'all on Instagram, you're on there for 30 minutes. If I ask you what you saw, you don't even know. You just scrolling through. Rich people don't waste time. They realize it's their most important commodity. They don't watch a lot of TV. They don't do a lot of entertainment. If they're not working, they're studying their craft and getting better at their craft. So I need you to stop having the poverty mindset. So when I quit my job to be an entrepreneur, my mom was like, whoa, what are you doing? I was like, I'm quitting. My mom was like, don't you dare quit. You're going to embarrass me. You got a wife and kids. Does YouTube have insurance? Does YouTube have a 401k? And I was like, yo, mom, I ain't trying to be funny and I ain't trying to be disrespectful. I love you. But you can't teach me how to be a millionaire because you're not. You come from the working class, and I'm not mad at you, Ma. We wouldn't be where we are without you. But you told me that every generation is supposed to get better. So I'll take your values, but I won't take your work ethic. Because rich people don't work, they think. Poor people go, clock in, I make this much an hour. Rich people go, I put them to work, and I make this much an hour. See, what happens is you're working for you and your family, one, they got 40 of you working at one time. So they're giving you 20%, and then they're keeping the 80% off of 15,000 people. So what you have to decide is, are you gonna keep being the 99%, or are you ready to be a part of the 1%? Because it doesn't make a difference where you come from, high school dropout. It doesn't make a difference where you come from, GED. It doesn't make a difference where you come from. a 17-year-old mom that got pregnant. It doesn't make a difference where you come from. It took 12 years to get a 4-year degree. It doesn't make a difference. You know what makes a difference? What makes a difference is when you become a 99% or a 1%. And when I start thinking like, acting like, and behaving like a 1%er. So I went to every single class, and when the teachers was talking, they thought I was just doing homework. I wasn't. I was listening to how they conjugate verbs. I was listening to how they tell stories. I was like, I peeped it out, y'all. They way more linear. So then I realized when you do corporate, it's A, B, C, D, E, F. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's topic, body, body, body. It's topic, support, 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 conclusion. I need your language, though, if I'm going to compete. I need your rules if I'm going to compete. I need your codes if I'm going to compete. The problem with most of you is you don't have a 1% language. You got a poverty language. There was a language that I needed to learn. Does it mean I need to abandon the language that I learned? Absolutely not. Don't be average, like for real, whatever it is you do, do it, and take a different perspective. Listen to me very closely. The problem I have with most kids, if I tell you what it takes, most of you will die of exhaustion. You pass out before you reach 10,000 hours. You just pass out. You don't got the heart for it. You don't have the stamina for it. You couldn't take what it really takes. Just for those of you who don't know, when they came from Africa and were enslaved, they didn't move them to San Diego. They wasn't doing God's intention. I just want to give you some perspective. They were in Mississippi, Alabama. It was smoking hot, and they didn't quit, and they didn't give up because they said, we're going to get through this for the next generation. Come on. Our Latino brothers and sisters who were migrant workers, they in the heat. There wasn't no AC. And the stuff that y'all complain about, the stuff that y'all think is like hard.
Here we are, a new year, another opportunity, an opportunity of a lifetime. This is the year that we said, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do better. I'm going to be stronger instead of fearful.
This is my yeah!
Today you have an opportunity to chart a new path. So do me a favor. Step into your new you. Step into your new year. Because success is waiting for you.
And the thing you gotta ask yourself is, am I gonna repeat my history or will I blaze a new trail?
Today, you have a chance to get up and attack your goals. Let this be the year of no regrets.
The real you is breathing down your neck, begging you to manifest. It's got to be a lifestyle change. When you shift your paradigm, when you shift your thinking, only then what you see in your head, you will hold in your hand.
Motivation has an expiration date. And when motivation dies, discipline must take its place. Because when motivation dies, you are left talking and not doing. The only way you're going to do is if discipline takes the place of your motivation.
This is your year, because you are still in it.
Get to work!
Strength, leadership, power, authority, guidance, patience are God's gift to us as men.
Hundreds of people give up on their goals on a daily basis. And it's usually because they realized quickly after starting their journeys that they're alone. Nobody's waking them up in the morning. Nobody's pushing them when they start to make excuses. And nobody's patting them on the back when they hit a milestone. Stop relying on outside sources of inspiration, motivation, and support to fucking get you there. Put your goddamn head down and take charge of your fucking life.
True desire in the heart, that itch that you have, whatever it is you want to do, that thing that you want to do to help others and to grow and to make money, that desire, that itch, that's God's proof to you, sent beforehand already to indicate that it's yours.
You can't get it because you want it. If you put in the work, they can't deny you. If you put in the work, they can't stop.
Be great. Pursue your own version of happiness.
Life always offers you a second chance. You know what it's called? Tomorrow. For far too long, you've been holding yourself back. It's just time for you to walk with purpose. It's time for you to walk into your gift. It's time for you to live your best life.
It's wrapped in your capacity, your ability to believe in a dream, even if nobody believes in you.
To get something you never had, you have to do something you never did.
If every time you go to better yourself, somebody hits you with a line like, "Why would you want to do that?" You need to find another fucking social circle.
If I'm going to fall, I don't want to fall back on anything. I want to fall forward. Figure at least this way I'll see what I'm going to hit.
We did not come this far to just break down and lose now. I'm a winner. I'm going to win.
I'm telling you, the one thing you cannot get back is time. It is your greatest asset. I'd give somebody some of my money for a couple more years to be with my wife. Time is the greatest enemy. You think it is infidelity. The greatest enemy. You think it is finances. You think it is in-laws. You think it is differences. No, no, no. It is time. We've got to learn how to steward our time. We got to learn to tend to it, guard it, keep it.
I just want to make sure that the life we got left, that is sweeter than the life that if I would give up or if I wasn't focused and I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do. So when you've been with somebody since you're 16 years old and they got a chronic illness, don't you know it's easy for me to go drink? It's rough. My life, it ain't what it used to be before she got sick. Like while God is blessing her, she still got MS. I lost 5 ounces of cancer. You don't think I could have smoked some weed? You don't think when I'm going through that pressure, I couldn't have broke? But you talked about it, mental toughness. It is in those times we have to be stronger than we've ever been before. Why? Because they need us more than they ever needed us before. And you guys are blessed in that you are the one percenters. Not many people want to be in your life who want the life that you have and you got it. And you not taking it serious. Like, you know how many people would die to have this life? You know how many people would die to be on the field on Sunday? You know how many people would die to eat the way y'all eat? You know how many people would die to have the gear y'all got? You know how many people would die to get on these planes and travel the world? You know how many people would die to have your life? And you got it. It's your life. You got it. What you gonna do with it? You gotta be able to see it when it cannot be seen. You have to see it happening. You have to believe in the unseen. Because if you can't believe in it, you will never manifest it. But when you believe in it, you demand the universe to assist you in what you're doing. And if you can see it before everybody else can see it, that it's going to eventually come to you. Forget about January. Forget about February. Forget about March. Forget about April. Forget about May. Forget about June. Forget about July. Forget about August. Forget about September. It's over. So forget about the past. Listen to me and make the rest of your life the best of your life. It's your boy E.T. I know you can do it. I believe you can do it. Now go out there. Get up. Get out, go get some.
Are you wasting your time or are you using your time wisely? You can replace money. You cannot get a year back.
It's time to get real. It's time to get raw. It's time to look ourselves in the mirror and come to the resolve that this version of ourself is not going to carry us in the stretch. I've been this version of myself long enough that if I don't change, if I don't do something about this, then I'm going to find myself bankrupt.
For me to understand, for me to be better, for me to be stronger, I must learn to suffer a little bit. I must learn to struggle a little bit. I cannot reap the rewards of success without understanding about struggles.
Success is not automatic. You don't get things just because you want them. You achieve your goals only when you are disciplined enough to keep showing up when you don't feel like it.
You're gonna put the blood, you're gonna put the sweat, you're gonna put the tears in, you're gonna lose sleep, you're gonna go days without eating, you're gonna do whatever it takes to make the sacrifices necessary to manifest. There are too many people in your life who have left you. There are too many people in your life who have counted you out. There are too many people in your life who have whispered in your ear and said, you'll be worse off without them. Prove them wrong!
Welcome to Daily Motivation, where you get motivated and inspired.
It's time to commit to focusing on you.
You have to disappear and put the work in and come back and shock everybody that doubted you.
But don't let yourself be vulnerable to weakness. Don't let weakness consume you. Don't let hopelessness consume you. Be about your business. Understand that you got to keep living and living strong.
If you keep showing up, if you keep going hard, your results will turn those who ignored you into fans. Let your results speak louder than your voice.
Can you hide yourself in the library? Can you hide yourself in the gym? Can you hide yourself in the boardroom and plan and do what's required behind the scenes in order to manifest the moment?
There are many people out there in the world that don't have the capabilities that you have to carry on the good fight.
It's time to stay focused. Why are you so antisocial? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you staying on the basketball court so much? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you out there practicing in the hot sun when ain't nobody else out there? Because I'm trying to get it.
Pain is temporary. I've been trying to get that into your spirit. I've been trying to get you to celebrate pain. That pain is your friend. That pain is going to take you to the next level.
Remember, just because something's never been done before, it doesn't mean it can't be done. It just means we haven't figured out a pathway on how to get it done. And we will get it done.
This is it right here. This is that moment that you got to work. This is that moment when you got to push. There is no weakness in the place of business.
Think about your end goal. Think about what it's going to look like. Picture it in your mind. See yourself already there.
Stop praying that the storm will pass over you and pray to grow through the storm. What you go through, you will grow through.
You simply have to give it everything you have to get it. You need to shut down all negativity and frankly not give a shit what others say and think.
You're going to do what you've been called to do. You're going to be what you called to be. You're going to have, and you're going to prove to everybody that tried to break you, you're going to prove them wrong. Everybody that tried to stop you, everybody that tried to kill your dream, you're going to prove all of them wrong.
I don't care what the adversity has been, you have two choices. You can be unforgiving, bitter, angry, upset, and be a carrier of grief, or you can choose resilience.
If you truly want to make change, if you truly want that greatness, you got to work hard.
You got to dig a little bit deeper. You got to find it.
You want to test my resolve. You want to test my ability to go to the limit. You want to see where his world ends and mine begins. This ain't no fucking game. This is my motherfucking lifestyle, son.
Shut up! You talk entirely too much about your dream. You talk too much about your goal. Say it once. Say it twice. No more than three times and get to work.
You already know what it feels like to quit, to throw in the towel, to sit on the couch. Do you know what it's like to give everything that you have and push and persevere?
You've got to make the opportunity happen. You got to be fired up. You got to be hungry for it. You got to have the desire to push yourself.
Are you hearing me? Work, 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 work. Grind, 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 grind.
What the relentless system does, it's a mindset. Before you have an exceptional skill set, okay, you have to have the right mindset.
Stay with us. We'll be right back. Hey there, fellow listeners. If you're passionate about fitness and wellness, then you're in for a treat with our latest ebook, The Ultimate Female Body Fitness Guide. Click the link in the episode description to grab your copy now at an exclusive 50% off discount. This comprehensive resource is designed specifically for women aiming to conquer their fitness goals. From strength training to cardio, flexibility, nutrition, and mindset, we've got you covered. Inside, you'll find expertly crafted workout routines, personalized meal plans, motivation tips, and strategies tailored to help you reach your fitness dreams. We also tackle common challenges women encounter on their fitness journeys, offering advice on balancing exercise with life's demands and breaking free from societal norms. Don't miss out on this incredible deal of 50% off. Get your ebook now before it's too late.
The fighter jet mentality is that someone who is just determined, relentlessly obsessed in achieving an outcome in the face of all adversity.
I've always had this relentless mentality. And if you say I can't do something, if I fail, if I, you know, mess up, it just motivates me even more. I just become even more hungry.
You've got to start with that belief in your mind. I've got this. I can do this. I can conquer this.
The relentless are unstoppable.
I didn't want to have to say, I wish I would have done more. You gotta put yourself in that cage. I switched my mind to something else. I switched my mode into something else. It's go time.
But the difference between me and most people is you might be sweeter than me. You might be bigger than me. You might grind. Listen to me, I don't know. You might have money. I don't know where you come from, but you will not outwork me.
But when I'm in that cage, bro, don't touch me. Don't talk to me.
All in, emotionally and executionally, in theory and strategy and in execution.
If you want something, you have got to be relentless.
When you're sitting there, you're trying to sell your product, you're making phone calls, you're giving a lecture, whatever it may be, you're driving a bus, you're a doctor, whatever it may be, the stronger your mindset is, the greater your skill set is going to be.
Make a declaration to yourself. Declare all out war. It doesn't matter about what happens to you. What matters is, what are you going to do about it?
They start their school on Monday morning watching me. They ain't got a daddy. Their daddy in jail. They don't have a brother. Their brother's in jail. They all I got. You don't understand. My son's at Michigan State, and I pay for it cash. My daughter wants to go to Harvard. You don't get it. My sister just had a baby, and she ain't making no money. A game. All I got is an A game. I ain't got a B game. I ain't got a C game. When I finish, people are relying on me. Some of y'all, when you get on the field, you forgot what it was like when you was hustling in high school playing ball, when you were in college hustling to get to this point.
If you want something, you've got to be relentless. You've got to decide, I deserve this, and I'm going to have it. And you go all out to get it.
Every day, I wake up and think of my ideal life.
I have so many goals that I want to accomplish. I have so much that I want to do. I have a vision of my life, and I'm nowhere near where I want to be. At times, I get overwhelmed, and I become so impatient with myself. I truly feel sometimes I'm just falling behind. I feel at times the clock is winding down. It truly is a struggle to stay positive and motivated. Sometimes, like most people, I want to throw in the towel and just give up. Sometimes it just feels like there's just no use. There's just too much ground to cover. I need to cover it so that I can get where I need to be. I need to constantly remind myself over and over again, I am not yet where I want to be, but I know I'll get there. I am not where I want to be, but I am so grateful I am not where I used to be. I am talking to those people that are just about to give up, that are just about to lose all hope. I am here, ladies and gentlemen, to cheer you on, to let you know that you, my friends, are going to get there. You are going to get that promotion. You are going to complete that marathon, and you are going to run for your life. Whatever you are working towards, you are going to get there. But you got to get crystal clear what it is you want, what it is that you are seeking for, what it is you truly want. You must know. You've got to know that you're going to get there. But most importantly, ladies and gentlemen, work like hell. Crack the ground and keep moving. Make the ground shake. Crack the world. Get it going. Don't let nothing stop you. I am pleading with you. When the rest of the world shuts you down, you got to be the one to stand up, shout out, cry out, stand tall, work hard, dig deep, and go after it. There's nothing going to stop me. If you didn't make me, you can't break me. If you didn't make the sun come up, you can't stop me. If you didn't make the moon shine at night, you can't stop me. My purpose, my will, my dedication, my motivation is all about doing the business, because guess what, ladies and gentlemen? That's what I'm about. I'm about that business. I'm about that life. What are you about? I need to constantly remind myself, I'm not yet where I want to be, but I know I'll get there. I'm not where I want to be, but I am grateful. I am so grateful that I'm not where I used to be. I keep thinking to myself that I'm never going to be good enough. Doesn't matter what I do. How many battles I've won. How much I've overcome. How much I've achieved. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, I feel like I'm undeserving. Because I haven't pushed myself enough. I look back sometimes at moments of regrets in my past. I wish I had made better decisions in my life. I truly do. If only I had pushed just a little bit more, did a little bit better, just an inch, just a fraction of an inch is all I needed to give. I know, ladies and gentlemen, there are moments in your life you've experienced it too. You didn't rise up to the challenge when it called for you. You didn't rise up to the challenge because you were afraid of it.
You could have just given a little bit more effort, but you wasn't prepared for the effort because you weren't built for it. And this is the time when you have to recognize what is necessary to get the job done right.
It's very difficult, I know. Because you keep telling yourself over and over again, you're just not there yet. I'm not where I want to be, but please, please, listen to me. You need to remind yourself. You may not be where you want to be, but look, look how far you've come. Look how far you've gone. With all of the circumstances you've been through in your life, everything that you have been through, everything that has came at you and knocked you down and put you down on the ground, but you're not under the ground. So now you got to rise up, ladies and gentlemen, and push forward and go after it. Look at how far you've come, how much you had to overcome, how many battles that you had to face just to get here. Just look at everything you've achieved. Just when you thought you were out, something pulled you back up. Your willpower, your faith, whatever it was, you got to where you needed to be. You have to know that as long as you're living, there's always going to be some kind of a battle, some kind of a struggle, some type of a conflict in your life. But you got to be prepared, ladies and gentlemen, to go through the challenges. This is not a dress rehearsal. This is a moment. This moment, ladies and gentlemen, is your life as much as any other. Spend it in a way that'll make you proud. No matter how far you fall down or fall back, ladies and gentlemen, keep going forward. Do the work, ladies and gentlemen. Do the work. You may feel the same way. Feeling like you may not be where you want to be. And you're just wondering if you're ever going to get there. Most people, they slip up when they're trying to make a change. It's a natural part of life, ladies and gentlemen. We all going to make mistakes. We're going to slip up from time to time. But you don't stop moving forward, ladies and gentlemen. Keep going. You're not where you want to be. But I know in my heart, in my soul, you're going to get there. I'm not where I want to be. But I know I'm going to get there. There's nothing stopping you to get you where you want to be. So just keep on pushing. You've been through your own obstacles, ladies and gentlemen. I know. You've been through heartaches and pain. Sometimes those disappointing moments, they come back to haunt you. Doubts seeps in. This moment, right here, right now, is your life. If no one else forgives you, learn to forgive yourself. Hold yourself up. When everybody else says no, you say yes. Forgive yourself. If no one else forgives you, learn to forgive yourself. You are the one that has to be accountable. No matter what happens, it's gonna still fall back on you. Pat yourself on the back and give yourself a mwah kiss and keep on moving. No matter how far off track you go, ladies and gentlemen, get back on the track and keep on moving. So what? You slip up. You fall down. Big deal. That doesn't mean you stop. Do you give up or do you keep going? Keep pushing. 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 I gotta keep pushing. I gotta keep pushing. I gotta keep pushing. I gotta keep pushing.
Hustling is a mentality. It's a code of conduct. The hustler's mentality is, how can this challenge be my opportunity? And what can I learn? The hustler thinks differently. All roads lead back to the mentality. If you're going to win the fight for your future, you're going to have to prepare your mindset for the workload. You can't be afraid to change. You got to beat on your craft every day. I don't have permission to stop. All roads lead back to your mindset, your mentality. The way that you see this thing is going to determine your future. A hustler is committed and consistent. So this is not a Monday through Friday thing. It's a Monday through Monday thing. Every single day, I'm beating on my craft. Every single day, I'm looking to become more than I was yesterday. I am not in competition with anybody. The hustler says the only person I am competing with is who I used to be yesterday. The hustler says, I don't have a second to waste. The hustler does not waste time. Put the hours in. No days off mentality. A lot of people want to lose weight. A lot of people want to see transformation. A lot of people want to see something different. Like, if I don't put the work in, I'm not going to have muscles. And so the hustler knows how to prioritize their time. The hustler knows how to lock in. You got to lock in. Whatever it is that you're setting out to do is going to require a different version of yourself. If you're going to manifest in your hands what you see in your head, then you got to have the courage, the confidence, the self-belief, and the self-determination to go out every single day and make it happen.
Remove yourself from the list of people that have disappointed you, that have lied to you, that have let you down. You are number one on that list. Remove yourself. The real you is breathing down your neck, begging you to manifest. Stop lying to yourself. Stop letting you down.
You gotta kill the blame game. Stop blaming it on the person that walked out on you. Stop blaming it on the person that overlooked you. Stop blaming it on the person that undervalued you. Stop blaming it on the person that did not promote you, that did not see it, that did not believe it. Stop blaming everybody and look yourself in the mirror. It's your fault you failed. You started the year with a little motivation and a few ideas, and it all tanked before February. And the thing you gotta ask yourself is, am I gonna repeat my history or will I blaze a new trail? Because history for many of you is insecurity. History for many of you is depression and anxiety. And that substance you can't shake, and that person you can't leave. History for many of you is, they're better than me. History for many of you is, nobody will show up if I build it. I don't have the time. I'm not good enough. It's time to get out of the way. It is because of you that you are not where you want to be. You are the issue. It's you. Your issue is you. Nobody has lied to you more than you. And so here's what I need you to do. Go find a mirror, go for a walk, go for a drive. Tell yourself, this is my year. You gotta be willing to do what 98% of the people in this world are unwilling to do. You gotta
eat differently. You gotta work differently. You gotta think differently. You gotta talk differently. You gotta walk differently. If you want elevation, if you want next level, if you wanna see this thing differently this year, everything you do has to change. Your insecurity has been in the way too long. Your jealousy, your envy has been in the way too long. The fear you've been wrestling with has been in the way too long. Get out of the way! It's time to stop watching 2% of the Earth's population crush it, win, execute, finish what they start, do what they say they're gonna do. Snap out of it! You got work to do!
You pushing, and you're pushing, and you're pushing, and you're pushing, and you're doing everything right. You're tired, you're exhausted, and ain't nothing happening yet. That word is what you're waiting for. Yet. It's no different because we've messed up, because you fell off the wagon, you've been on alcohol and drugs, and you gave up on life, or you dropped out, or you've been to jail one time, two times, three times, and you really want your dream to happen, and you're putting in your work, and nothing's happening yet. I promise you, if you keep pushing, if you keep giving me all your effort, it will happen. It must happen. It can't do anything but move. You can do anything but make progress. But I want you all to understand, in saying that word, that you all have to stop getting caught up in movement as progress. For some of us, the action of making progress is progress. The push itself, the fight, you get up and swing and miss, that's progress. You get up and you run at what you want with everything you got and you miss, that's progress. The effort of making the attempt is progress. And so guess what? The goals and the dreams are in that mindset to do nothing. I'll get to it tomorrow. I'll do it the next day. I'll do it the day after that. We're in a mindset of quitting. And if you want to make sure you become successful, it's not will you quit, it's will you stop preparing to quit. You gotta give up on saying, look, I can do that tomorrow. Look, this is my time for rest. This is my time for break. There is no quit. Guess what? Dreams don't stop. People do. And then you have the nerve to think or to ask yourself why you're not successful. And you see it happen every day. On Monday morning, somebody's gonna get up and they gonna hand in their resignation going to a new job. On Monday morning, somebody gonna get up lifting more than you. On Monday morning, somebody gonna get up running faster than you. On Monday morning, somebody gonna get up with their name higher in the draft than you. On Monday morning, somebody's gonna be getting that scholarship that you could've got. Guess what? On Monday morning, somebody's gonna get up whistling to take that test while you worry. Why? There's no difference between them and you. They're not faster, they're not smarter, they're not stronger, they're not better. They just don't quit. You give up. You give up. You believe that 24 hours, that 48 hours, you deserve to be off. You deserve to relax. While you relax, and always remember this though, it's somebody grinding, it's somebody pushing harder than you, it's somebody giving up more than you. Guess what? Until you get in that mental mindset that you will not prepare to quit, you will never succeed. Because if you prepare to quit, quitting is inevitable. I'm going to have the same amount of time, the same advantage, no excuse. They're not going to have an hour more than me. They're not going to have 6 hours extra than me. I'm going to grind just as long, and I'm going to grind longer, and I'm going to prepare myself to be successful. Why? One reason. I don't quit. I don't prepare myself in the mindset to quit. And if you don't understand this right now, that you're going to have to push harder, you're going to have to fight longer, you're going to have to give in with everything you got, you're going to have to give up more, you're going to have to not be lazy, you're going to have to not listen to that old you. You're going to have to believe that this extra time I can use on the weekend or at the end of the day or at night when other people are sleeping or when everybody's at the family reunion, when other people are on vacation at the beach, I'm going to run, I'm going to get it, and I'm going to make my dreams a reality. Nobody going to stop me but me. That's the only person that can. Understand, if you want to make your dreams a reality, you've got to understand that you can't quit. Because
you have a timeline for when you want your dream to become a reality, that don't mean your dream listen to you, baby. I'm not coach right now. I'm your conscience. You're in a fight between will and skill. I say will first because that's where you are. You locked and loaded with skill. You practicing every day. You putting in your work. You buying everything. You making the investment. You living your dream. You walking like your dream. You surrounding yourself around your dream. You got mentors, everything. You putting your work in. You got your skill. Now it's a test of your will. It's a mindset thing you in right now. It's a mindset thing. Because your challenge ain't moving. Your mountain is not moving. You don't feel like you're making any progress. You're not physically moving when you see everything else around you and other people around you moving. You're not making progress. You're in the test of your will right now. Because life says it has a little more test for you. You can look at your challenge with skill, and it will see it just as that, a challenge. Or you can look at your challenge with will and see it as much.
Understand this and listen to me clearly. You may forget this face, you may forget this voice, you may forget who told you, but get your pads out. Don't ever forget these words that I'm about to tell you. If you want to be great in this life, you only have one choice, gentlemen. You only have one choice. You can make choices that just get you remembered, or you can make choices that ultimately make you a legend. If you put as much time into working on winning as you put into thinking about losing, you'd already be a champion. When we gonna get tired of just knowing and seeing successful people and become one of them? Time is out to sit up here and just make these average decisions, make these irrelevant decisions that don't change you, don't change your family, don't change society, don't change your environment, don't change the world. It's time to make decisions that make you a legend. We see it every day. But the only difference, baby, you gonna make a choice to just be remembered, or you gonna make a choice to become a legend? You gotta stop quitting. We gotta stop giving up. All this TGIF, TGIF. It is now TGIA. Thank God I'm alive. We open our eyes and we're in our right mind. We live as though we really appreciate that opportunity. And every time I see a post, every time I see a tweet, or just anything, I want to ask the person, why are you thanking God it's Friday? Hello, newsflash. Tomorrow is Saturday. The day after that is Sunday. The day after that is Monday. What are you thanking God it's Friday for? Because you're preparing to quit. You're prepared to stop what you're doing. You're prepared to clock out. You're prepared to go home. And you in the mental mindset to do nothing. I dare you to get prepared for the challenges of your life by getting rid of comfort. I dare you. I dare you that when you find that job, that if you don't have a ride to work that you want, and then when you get there, you take the stairs. I dare you not to check the brake, baby. I dare you to work through your lunch. I dare you that when it's hot, that you work faster. When it's cold, you work longer. I dare you to learn something new today that you didn't know yesterday. I dare you to. I dare you to run past that challenge. I dare you to face adversity. I dare you to look at it and say, look, I'm more than this right now. I can handle it. I dare you to look at your obstacles like a mountain. I dare you to stop running from them. I dare you just to stop throwing away food because you scared you're gonna eat it at night. I dare you to stop taking the detour because it's a crack house on the corner and it's a liquor store on the street. I dare you to stop running from your addiction. I dare you to stop running from the old you and become the man you know you can become. Mountains aren't gonna move. You gotta climb that bad boy, baby. You cannot get what you want in your life by being comfortable. Comfort is failing us.
Many of you are denied your dream and your goal because you have a consistency versus an intensity problem. Consistency is when you do something. Intensity is how you do something. And that's why many of you, no matter what you do, no matter how much you do it, no matter who you're looking at, no matter what you read, you gonna be denied because you think that just being consistent at something is gonna let you win. And just that earns you the right to win. That I'm being denied that corner office. I'm being denied that car. I'm being denied this quality of life. I'm being denied that opportunity, this scholarship. I keep getting cut off the team. You know, if I just stay, if I just keep practicing, and I just stay around this team, sooner or later I'll make it. No, you won't. No, you won't. Because consistency does not guarantee you the win. Many of you, as bad as you don't want to accept this, you're never going to win because you're not intense enough. And until you get intense to the point that nothing will get in your way, that you will not get in your way, you'll never win.
The greatest ability that God has given humankind above the animals is the ability to choose. A dog can't be anything but a dog. A cat can't be anything but a cat. A human being has the power to choose. We can choose. And I'm asking you, what do you see in the future for you? What brought you here today? What caused you to get up? What is it that you're looking for?
You get to choose as much as you want. You get to design it any way you choose. You're not sentenced to your future. You have an opportunity to your future. How do you want it? And if it doesn't make you a little afraid, then you ain't playing big enough.
You all have your own unique rhythms and daily habits and things that you need to achieve and the things that you need to accomplish so that you look in the mirror and you feel like, yes, I can.
Why choose this as our goal? And they may well ask, why climb the highest mountain? Why fly the Atlantic?
There's a choice. You have to choose for your happiness. You have to choose for your well-being. You have to choose for your family. You have to choose for your health and wellness. You have to choose for success.
When I made a decision to follow my destiny, I felt it calling me. My destiny was calling me.
It's one small step for man.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that goal will serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept. One we are unwilling to postpone. And one we intend to win.
One giant leap for mankind.
Insanity and greatness are next door neighbors, and they borrow each other's sugar.
Transformation of human consciousness through meditation is frustrated. So long as we think of it in terms of something that I myself can bring about.
Stick with it till you get through these uncomfortable times, until you go, you know what? I can spend time with myself. I could do this. I could do this forever. Well, then it's okay to go re-engage, but there's great value in not doing that until you go, I'm good with me and me for right now.
I want to show people that there is a way out, that there is a way to do more, to get more, to obtain more. But I personally don't want to lose all that I've been able to get. So I need to make sure that I do everything to keep it.
I do think that if you sit on the edge of your bed and things aren't going very well for you, and you ask what foolish thing you're doing to make it worse, that you'll get an answer right now. And it won't be the one you want, but it might be the one that if you listen to would set things straight.
I mean, that's the bright side of tragedy. So when you come through it, you really will have an appreciation for the moments without tragedy. You don't really feel it unless life burns you. You don't really feel it.
That's the thing. All I'm doing is sparking the awareness in others to go, why not? Why can't I create? Why can't I start? Why can't I be a business? Why can't I be a CEO? Why can't I be a tech guru? There's so much that some people just don't understand they can do. When it's all said and done, my book is going to be full of all the shit that Kevin Hart did. Because I never was content with doing just one, two, or three. Why not?
We get this strange feeling that we have never had, you see, in our lives. That we are no longer this poor little stranger and afraid in a world it never made.
Momentum is a big thing with human beings. It's a big thing for me, at least. If I'm on a good momentum of healthy eating and exercise, I love it. I like waking up sore, pushing further. I like writing down my workouts, what I've done. And I like hitting that gym hard on a daily basis. And I build momentum. And I find that when I do that with writing, whether I do that with performing, whether I do that with anything, it just gets everything going. It just creates energy. Being lazy robs you of energy. Like being sedentary, being uninspired, being bored, it robs you of one of the most precious things you can have in this life, enthusiasm. One of the things that I tell people all the time, because a lot of people have a hard time defining themselves. They define themselves by failure because they failed. But I'm like, you're not your failures. You're you. Okay? Your life is a series of lessons you've learned. Now, if you just dwell on the failures, like that's not healthy. It's not smart and it's not empowering. What you got to do is look at those failures and go, well, now you know what not to do. But you're not that. You're you.
It was hard because so happy to be and have the job I have. At the same time, I was like, don't feel like I'm growing in my work. And my life had, at that time, had become extremely vital, meaning I just had a newborn son with Camilla. Wow, the only thing I ever knew I wanted to be, and now I was. And here's this job that I had held most reverence for in my life, fatherhood, now I was. My emotions, the ceiling and the basement of my emotions, the range was so wide. I was laughing louder, crying harder, getting angrier, showing more joy, having more sadness, all across the board. All emotions were much more extreme than they were or could be in the work. I said, your life's more vital than your work, but can my work challenge the vitality I'm feeling in my life? So the work I wanted to do, I heard certain scripts I wanted to. Wanted to do Dallas Buyers Club at that time. Other scripts, nobody's going to touch me with a 10-foot pole in those movies. All the dramatic roles I wanted, they're like, no, not McConaughey, we won't finance it. Okay, so I can't do what I want to do, so I'm going to stop doing what I've been doing. So I stopped doing rom-coms. I said no, I stopped. Well, for the first 6 months of not doing rom-coms, I wasn't doing anything. Finally, nothing came in. And for 14 more months, nothing came in. I considered other careers. Didn't know if I'd ever work again. But after 20 months of being gone, unbranding as I now call it, being out of sight, not being in your theater or your living room in a rom-com, not seeing me shirtless on the beach, I became a new good idea. I don't know, I haven't seen him, where has he been? I was kind of refound. So I had to do that for myself. I loved doing the rom-coms, but I was getting the scripts and I felt like I could do the same script tomorrow morning. And I was like, that's fine, but I want something that's going to make me sweat in my boots. I want some work that's going to challenge me and make me go, I'm scared of this role for all the right reasons. And I can't wait to go attack it and see how I come up the other side.
Why seek the role that's hard?
Because it cost me something. Because it cost. It's not really a risk unless you can lose the fight. I feel more alive in them. I have an experience in the making of them. I'm nervous every day I come to work. I feel like when I nail a day and I knock it and I know I did, I feel like, yes. I have a measure at the end of the day, like you set out to do something, you prepared for it, you had intention, and you did it.
You know, there's lots of different ways to interpret the world, and you can maybe even make a case that there's an endless number of ways to interpret the world. And the problem with that is that it kind of disorients you in terms of what you should be doing. just because there's a very large number of ways to interpret the world doesn't mean there's a very large number of productive, meaningful, and sustainable ways to interpret the world. The thing that's so interesting about the day is like a page in a book. I had one client who was spending about 45 minutes a night fighting with his young son about when to go to bed. And so, you know, they weren't having a pleasant time of it because it was just a constant battle. And that's common. Like, it's very common for parents of young children to be locked in a battle that occurs day after day. Sometimes it's around eating, sometimes it's toilet training, sometimes it's general behavioral issues, sometimes it's bedtime. It's like, okay, 40 minutes a day. So that's 280 minutes a week. So that's, let's say, 5 hours. It's 20 hours a month. It's 240 hours in a year. That's 6 work weeks. That's a month and a half. You're spending a month and a half of work weeks doing nothing but fighting with your son. Don't fool yourself. Yeah. Anything that's every day is a significant percentage of your life. You're awake, let's say, 16 hours. 5 of those hours are basically maintenance. So you got about 11. And then 7 of those are work. So now you're down to 4. And so if you're spending 15 minutes a day doing something painful and stupid, and you do it every day, it's like 10% of your productive life. Because people think backwards. They think, well, I have a vacation coming up and that's really important. It's like, no, it's not. You're only going to do it once. It's not that important.
Yeah.
How you treat each other at lunchtime, if you eat together every day, that's your life. Yeah. Fix that. Yeah. Get it so that the food's good. Get it so that you're happy with the people that are sitting there. Fix that. It's like, poof, 10% of your life is fixed.
The purpose is to align ourselves to really make a change. So you can either be the conversation about making change, or you can be actual a part of the action to do it. I want to be a part of the action. I don't want to be you or beat you. I want to take this energy and apply it to myself. That's the purpose of seeing. So I come here and I look at how you maneuver. I look at your setup. I not only bow down and congratulate you, I leave and I say, yo, man, I'm inspired, dude. Joe, I can't wait in 2 years. You're going to come and you're going to see my shit. You remember I said I was inspired, but you're going to see what I let it grow into. That's the proper way to get encouraged and motivated. Look at your circle, right? When you can merge yourself with good people and follow the paths that you see that these good, successful people have taken, you then become a part of a world and group that nobody expected you to be in. So everything else from the outside that comes in, you're throwing at a bubble that can't be popped. It's a force field around me. It's a force field around me because what matters, what really matters, loves me wholeheartedly. And when you have that and you understand that, you're unbreakable. So if you don't add to that force field, if you don't make my force field stronger, you don't get time from me. My true understanding is, all right, you got one life. And that one life, the goal for us is to live it to the best of our ability from the beginning to what's said the end. People don't understand it's you against you. The only person that gets in your way is you. Nobody else. It's you. What I've understood is that what people are doing has nothing to do with me. I should always be a step ahead because I'm thinking differently, because I'm thinking about myself. Making myself better puts me in a position to make others better. Hard work brings great rewards.
In this very moment, all you have is all you need.
What would you like to do? What do you believe you've been destined to do?
Sometimes you have to fall back into the dark room and focus on you.
You have a date with destiny. You have unfinished business. It's time for you to go back to the drawing board with a new perspective.
If you can see it, you can have it.
I am Clutch. I am the difference maker. I am the game changer.
I must work out X amount of times a week. I must forgive. I must evolve. I must become. I must retain. I must grow. I must live. I must evolve. I must go to the next level. I must live in this type of house. I must drive this type of car. Perspective is what changes the game. Stop complaining about the divorce. Stop complaining about the job loss. Are you going to complain in the face of conflict, or are you going to seize the opportunity? What if losing your job was the opportunity? What if the divorce is an opportunity? What if the bankruptcy is an opportunity? What if the one you love was an opportunity for you to reconnect with somebody and forgive them?
Something inside of you that's a snap. You gotta get tired of being broke.
I'm talking to that person who grew up without a father. I'm talking to that person that is acquainted with pain. I'm talking to that person that knows what it's like to come from nothing. And so you literally have nothing to lose. And the only thing that's in your hand is a dream. The only thing that's in your hand is I have what it takes to get to the top of that hill.
You must understand that there is more than one path to the top of the mountain.
Goliath! There will be many giants in your life. There will be depression. There will be anxiety. There will be oppression. There will be stress. There will be overwhelm. Will you buckle under the pressure, or will you rise to the occasion? You are not dead yet. You may be tired, but you are not dead. You may be broken, but you are not dead. You may be weary, but you are not dead. You have an opportunity to rise above what happened to you. You gotta make it up in your mind that all you have is all you need.
You will have to become someone you've never been before. You want to go somewhere you've never gone? You got to do something you've never done. You got to say something you've never said. You got to go to a place in you that you've never even been. You get to redesign. You are your Michelangelo. You are your greatest sculpture. And you get to recarve, and you get to up-level as much as you need. You're not sentenced to this life this way. You chose it. You get to choose as much as you want. You get to design it any way you choose. You're not sentenced to your future. You have an opportunity to your future. What do you want, and how do you want it? And if it doesn't make you a little afraid, then you ain't playing big enough. Your knees are supposed to knock a little bit. Your teeth are supposed to chatter a little bit. There's supposed to be at least two butterflies in your stomach. At least. Because if not, you're playing inside your comfort zone. And we mistake the fact that we're supposed to be comfortable 24/7. Well, let me tell you something. Comfortable is equivalent to complacent. I'll choose inconvenience every day, any day, to make a difference on the planet. I don't mind being mildly to moderately to significantly inconvenienced to leave my fingerprint on this planet. So I just came to talk to the game changers and to the change agents who are willing to confront any part of you that's not speaking to your madly, wildly amazing future.
You may be ordinary, but you have the opportunity every single day to make extraordinary decisions. And what you do today will determine your future. The future is very expensive. The currency to get to the future, the bridge that we build, it is built on your daily decisions, your habits, your programming, the way that you think, the way that you talk, the way that you walk. Blood, sweat, tears, sacrifice, people that you have to let go, sleep that you have to lose, multiple jobs that you have to work, hours on end of study, beating on your craft every single day. It's not easy, but it's worth it. There are going to be nights you're going to cry yourself to sleep. There are going to be times you're going to want to throw in the towel. But if you keep going, your future self will thank you. If you could hear your future self talking to you now, the future you would say, thank you for not giving up. Thank you for not throwing in the towel. Thank you for not allowing the despair and the anguish and the anger and the bitterness and the jealousy and the ego to eat away at your progress and your perseverance and your ability to travail and endure. I believe in the future. Number one, you gotta get crystal clear about who you believe you've been destined to be. Because everybody's looking to manifest. We are all looking to evolve. We are all looking to level up. What is your life's purpose? What is your destiny? Why on earth are you here? What is it that you can do today to get closer to the fulfillment of that future? To get closer to the manifestation of the future? What are you doing today? What are you giving today? Remember why you had to let some people go. Remember why you're working so hard towards this thing. You're pressing, you're pushing, you're clawing, you're dragging yourself through mud and through murky water. Come on. Remember why you're doing what you're doing. It may be difficult. It may seem impossible. The moment that you discover why you're here, spend the rest of your life execute. There are going to be times when you give everything you have, and everything that you have is not enough. Push through the pain, push through the anguish, push through the brokenness. Do not stop. It's the no quit mentality.
So they want you to come on their side. They want you to believe in their ideas of what you think of yourself. They doubt you and you believe what they doubt. Instead of you waking up from your slumber, instead of you waking up from this nightmare of despair and letting your opportunities come to life, it's going to be a tough time, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be rough. It's going to be some tough times and tough days ahead for you. But that doesn't mean your ideas are going to die. That doesn't mean that you stop. That doesn't mean you stop believing in yourself. You just got to keep on working. When you got people looking at you from the left side and the right side, from the front to the back, and you in the middle, just remember, everybody's watching. Just give them something to see. Let them see it. Are you watching me? Watch this. Or you want to stop me? You can't stop this. That's the mentality that you must have in yourself. Don't you dare give up now. It's okay. Yeah, it hurt a little bit. But I can feel it. I know what that pain feels like. And I know how to keep marching. And I know how to keep moving. And I know how to get productive in my life. Can't stop what you didn't create. You can hate it, but you can't dominate it. Because it belongs to me.
any long-term plan immediately hits the ugly truth of reality and then becomes a joke. I think very carefully about what's next.
Any regrets you'd care to share? Anything that feels like, you know, that stands out?
Yeah, all kinds of regrets. I have regrets earlier in my life about not being a kind enough person, not bullying people, but actually being in situations where there was someone on the periphery or someone being left out and noticing that and not doing anything. That really bugs me. Like many people, there were a lot of people who talked about regret of not going to funerals. And there's one funeral that I'm thinking of, a guy who I worked with. I wasn't like a close friend, but I didn't go to his funeral because I was like really busy that day, and I still regret that. So that's a smaller one. For the folks who are interested in careers, which is a lot of your audience, I know, one of my favorite techniques is what Tina Seelig at Stanford University calls a failure resume. Like, I've made a failure resume, a list of all of my setbacks and mistakes and blunders, and you list all those. Hell yeah. You list all those, and then you think about, like, what did you learn from that, and then how can you apply it going forward? And so again, you know, for me, you know, you can't spend a few years on a topic without it changing you, particularly a topic with such emotional freight as regret. But the idea that you should never look backward on your life and say, oh, I wish I had done things differently, is actually a terrible blueprint for living. And I think one of the problems is, you know, especially in North America, is that we're a little over-indexed on positivity. You know, positive emotions are incredibly important, and they should outnumber our negative emotions, but we need some negative emotions because they instruct us. And our most prominent negative emotion is regret. And because regret teaches us, it instructs us, it clarifies us, it clarifies what we should be doing and how we should be doing it. And so we need to understand how to deal with our negative emotions. We can't ignore them like no regrets. We can't wallow in them like, oh my God, it's so terrible, I'm such an awful person. So among the misunderstandings are, we think that when we experience regret, it's somehow an aberration, when in fact, everybody experiences regret. Regret makes us human. Regret is part of the human condition. What's more, we think that regret makes us weaker, when in fact, the research shows that, done right, regret can make us stronger, that we can enlist our regrets as an engine for forward progress.
Your results will turn those who ignored you into fans. So don't slow your progress because you're trying to convince other people. Don't slow your progress because you're trying to drag too many people with you. Sometimes you're not hitting your goals because you are carrying the weight of those around you. And some people are just not ready to go where you are going, and you've got to recognize that. Do not yield to distractions. Focus on you. So many people dream big dreams, but they never take any action. If you don't believe in yourself, you've already lost the battle. Not believing in yourself is a losing battle because either you won't try at all or you will convince yourself that you can't do it. And when you convince yourself that you can't do it, your results are going to confirm what you believe. And when your results confirm what you predicted, then you're gonna say, see, this is who I am. Why should I even try? That is where you begin to fall short of your goals. You fall short of your goals when you predict that you're not going to hit them. And sometimes you're too focused on probability. You're asking yourself, well, what's the likelihood of this happening? Versus focusing on the possibility. Asking yourself, how would my life change if I accomplished this? Ask yourself that question and don't wait on approval from anyone outside of you. And don't feel bad because you feel like no one is cheering for you. No, you've got to decide that you are your biggest fan. You've got to decide that you're gonna finish what you started if you don't have one person supporting you. If nobody acknowledges you, acknowledge yourself. If nobody supports you, support yourself. You achieve your goals only when you are disciplined enough to keep showing up when you don't feel like it. So don't just talk about what you want to happen. Commit to making things happen. Be an action taker. And recognize that you don't have to be jealous of anyone. You don't have to compare yourself to anyone because you have the ability to create the life you want. So how about this? How about you try comparing yourself to the person you were 30 days ago? Over the last 30 days, have you learned and implemented something new? Are you mentally and emotionally stronger than you were 30 days ago? Have you stressed yourself or have you pursued comfort? These are the types of questions that you should be asking yourself. Why? Because winning requires focus. Winning requires intention. It's not enough to just do physical strength training. Physical strength training is not enough. You also have to train your mind to handle stressful situations. You also have to increase your capacity to handle rejection and disappointment. Why? Because when you train your mind to be strong, you are less likely to quit when you encounter resistance. So what do you believe about you? How do you talk to you about you? Take a moment to think about what you've been saying to yourself about yourself. The good news is that your mind will believe whatever you tell it. So make sure that you are speaking your desires and not your fears. You get to choose how your mind serves you. You get to choose whether or not you will pursue peace or toss and turn at night because you're not seeing the results that you desire to see. Everyone is given 24 hours per day. Some people are super productive, while others are not productive at all. Some people set boundaries, while others allow distractions to slow them down. If you only remember one thing that I shared, I want you to remember the importance of valuing every moment that you are gifted. For many years, I didn't realize how valuable my time was. In fact, during my battle with depression, I would use every free moment that I had to myself to cry. It could be while driving my car. It could be during my lunch break. I had literally developed a habit of using my free time as an opportunity to think about just how unfair my life was. But one of the best decisions I've ever made was the decision to put in the work necessary to have a rewarding and joy-filled life. After years of overwhelming sadness, I finally realized that I had been wasting time that I could never get back. So I had to change my mental narrative. Am I problem-free right now? Of course not. But I do understand that worry and unhappiness is a distraction. So if unhappiness will not resolve your problem, doesn't it make sense to at least attempt to enjoy life? You know, it is possible to smile and enjoy your life even when you are going through a difficult situation. We all have valley moments. You just have to decide that you will not remain in the valley. I don't want you fighting meaningless battles. I don't want you trying to carry unmotivated people. I want you to say, you know what? I'm going to do this despite what's going on around me. You've got to recognize that your now is valuable. You've got to recognize that your now is critical to your success. So I have one last question for you. How will you use the gift of now?
Those times when you get up early and you work hard. Those times when you stay up late and you work hard. Those times when you don't feel like working, you're too tired, you don't want to push yourself, but you do it anyway. That is actually the dream. That's the dream. It's not the destination, it's the journey. And if you guys can understand that, then what you'll see happen is that you won't accomplish your dreams. Your dreams won't come true. Something greater will.
It's an amazing thing about passion. If you love something, if you have a strong passion for something, you would go to the extreme to try to understand or try to get it. Whatever you have a love for, if you have to walk, you would go get it. If you have to beg someone, you would go get it.
I don't think you guys understand how present you guys were with me. You know, you guys were there with me at 5:30 in the morning when I was running the track and I was midway through my workout. And I didn't know if I could make it through. And I thought about the expectations you guys had for me and you had for our team. And it pushed me through. It got me through those 800s and 400s and 100s at 5:30 in the morning. So I thank you.
We're not on this stage just because of talent or ability. We're up here because of 4 a.m. We're up here because of 2-a-days or 5-a-days. We're up here because we had a dream and let nothing stand in our way. If anything tried to bring us down, we used it to make us strong. We were never satisfied, never finished, will never be retired. My high school English teacher, Mr. Fisk, he had this beautiful quote, and it read, "Rest at the end, not in the middle." And I took that to heart. I believe there's time for resting at the end, but for me, that time is not now. Thank you for this tremendous honor and acknowledging my basketball career, but I'm far from done. My next dream is to be honored one day for inspiring the next generation of athletes to have a dream, sacrifice for it, and never ever rest in the middle. Rest at the end, not in the middle.
Be yourself. That's it. Be you. Be you. There's no gimmick. There's no... You don't have to contrive anything. Who are you? Where are you today? What is your story? Where does that come from?
And if you guys can understand that, then I'm doing my job as a father. Thank you guys so much. I love you. Mamba out.
Because if you play with the fear of failing, you'll have the pressure on yourself to play, to capitulate to that fear. If you play with the sense of I want to win, then you have the fear of what happens if you don't. But if you find common ground in the middle, in the center, then it doesn't matter. You're unfazed by either, right? And that enables you to really just stay in the moment, stay connected to it, and not feel anything other than what's in front of you. So, I try to just be dead center. You start with, what do you want your game to be? What would make your game most unstoppable or hard to deal with? And now you work backwards from there. And you start building it one piece at a time, one move at a time, one counter at a time.
Who would Shaq be if he had your work ethic?
He'd be the greatest of all time.
If Shaq had your work,
he'd be the greatest of all
greatest
time.
Greatest of all time by a mile.
Sure. He'd be the first to tell you that, for sure. I mean, this guy was a force like I have never seen. I mean, it was crazy. A guy at that size, generally guys at that size are a little timid and they don't want to be tall. They don't want to be big. Man, this dude was, he did not care. He was mean. He was nasty. He was competitive. He was vindictive. I mean, he was, yeah. I wish he was in the gym. I would have had 12 rings.
He had the work ethic.
My God, yeah. We ain't be close. If you're lazy, man, I don't want to talk to you. I want to deal with you. You don't make me feel dumber. You know, you're going to lower my level. I don't think so. You can go over there. There's plenty of teams in here where you'll fit right in. I don't deal with people that don't commit at that level, but then act as if they do. I don't deal with that. I don't. It's real shit. I mean, listen. So, like, we used to get into stuff all the time because it was like, you know, he would say, okay, Kobe's not throwing me the ball. And, you know, media would take it and run with it and all this other stuff. And I'm like, well, bruh, if you were in shape, by the time I run down on a fast break and run back and then run down, you're still coming down the first time, bruh. Like, what the hell do you want me to do? Right? So a lot of our contention came from that.
And even though he was older, you were still confronting him. You didn't care.
Oh, I didn't care. Fun. Man,
from
listen.
Day one?
Bro.
From day one.
I knew for sure Rick Fox, my teammates, they all thought I was absolutely crazy the day me and Shaq got in the fist fight. After that day, they were like, okay, Kobe, you're certifiable.
fist fight.
Oh, yeah.
Fist fight.
I'm not backing down. Listen, either you're going to whoop my ass or we're going to have a night. But, you know. Ain't no, you know, there's a level of respect, and for Shaq too, by the way. That, I know he's told me that day was a big turning point for him because it was like, you know, he's generally used to talking trash and saying what he wants, and nobody really stepping up and challenging him on that. And when he saw me challenge him on that, he was like, "This kid's crazy. All right, I can win with that." You know, and so that was kind of the beginning of our relationship, I think.
That's probably never happened to him. That's probably not something that's common to him.
No.
I mean, also, he's 7 feet tall since he was 3 years old or something, right?
This is all coming back to me right now. This also a game in Phoenix. My first year we were playing, and he kept posting up. But they kept fouling him, so he kept going to the free throw line and kept missing him. And so he'd throw the ball out to me. I'm not throwing that back in there. Right? So I kept shooting him, right? So we get in the timeout, and he's like, hey, I'm open. I'm like, okay. And so we go out, and same thing, come, hey, I'm open. Okay. There you go. Come back in, hey, dude, you got to throw me the ball. I said, man, f*** that. Get it off the rebound if I miss, bro.
You told him this. First year.
18 years old, man. 18 years old. And I must have been out of my damn mind.
The story continues. The story continues. So if you fail on Monday, the only way it's a failure on Monday is if you decide to not progress from that, right? So to me, that's why failure is not existent. Because, you know, if I fail today, okay, I'm going to learn something from that failure, and I'm going to try again on Tuesday.
Those times when you don't feel like working, you're too tired, you don't want to push yourself, but you do it anyway. That's the dream. It's not the destination, it's the journey.
Shame on you! If you don't have enough strength within your mindset and in your heart and in your soul to know that most success stories always have a humble beginning. You're not supposed to start at the top. You got to grow it for the rest of the world to know it. We seem to be so concerned and afraid of falling down. Sometimes it seems that gravity is just pulling us down. It seems that nothing good is happening in our lives. We are afraid to fall down. Why? Why is this happening? Why am I in this dark place? Why do I feel so lost? Why are things constantly hurting me? What do I do? You got to believe in it and continue to lift it up. You must understand that it is a necessary opportunity for you to find out exactly what you are ultimately made of. It is not going to be an easy day. In fact, it may not necessarily be an easy life. But you have a life. And with this life, failure will come. But you gotta believe in it. You got to trust in it. You got to stand on it. You got to stay away from the things that's not building you up and feed your ideas, feed your dreams, because they're starving right now. You must be stronger than your excuses. You must be stronger than your circumstances. You must be stronger than your fears. You need a little bit of faith and understanding that you can go further in your life.
Tomorrow is not promised to you. Today is what's promised to you. How are you living your life right now? When you wake up in the morning, you got to make sure you maximize the experience. When you wake up in the morning, you got to maximize the opportunity. As long as you got breath in your body, you got to pursue your life in such a way to understand that your life matters. Your life is important. Your life is critical, and we need you on this earth. You got a gift that we need. Are you living life like you got it all figured out? Are you living your life like you arrived?
What are you gonna do about the life you have? This life that you have been given, this life that you are temporarily holding on to, this life that has been just given to you for only temporary reasons, has more meaning than you can ever imagine.
This ain't it, man. This is part of the journey. This is not it. This is just a pit stop. This is not the final destination. This is just a point on the journey. But you gotta put your head up high, and you gotta understand your legacy matters. Your legacy is important. And when you wake up every single morning, you gotta live like your breath is about to leave your body. You gotta live like this day is your last day. Every single day, you gotta maximize everything on the inside of each and every day. That's when you're alive.
So many people out there in this world right now will try to tell you not to be something that you feel in your heart that you want to be. Do not let anyone validate your purpose. Do not let anyone validate your destiny. You are not done. You have power right now. You have strength right now.
Because this world needs your purpose. And so every day you gotta give it up. Every day you gotta give this world what you got. Every day you gotta give everything you got to this world, because that defines your legacy. What are you gonna leave behind when your kids reach back in the past and they yell stick? What are you gonna leave for your son? What are you leaving for your daughter? Are you gonna leave your kids integrity? Are you gonna leave them honor? Are you gonna leave them a good name? Are you gonna leave them a house? Are you gonna leave them some money? What are you gonna leave when they yell stick?
Never give up. Keep reaching. And no matter the losses, no matter the circumstances, you don't give up on your life. You keep living. You keep fighting.
What is your purpose? Why are you here? What are you supposed to do? You know what you're supposed to do. I need you to do it. Your family needs you to do it. Your next generation needs you to do it. Everybody dies. But not everybody lives. Live, my friend. Live, my friend. Live.
Everybody dies sooner or later. And don't worry about your death. Worry about your life. Take charge of your life for as long as it lasts.
There are so many people in this world that don't believe in you. But while you're sitting around worrying about people believing in you, why don't you focus on believing in yourself?
Your purpose is easy to you. Your purpose comes natural for you. Your purpose brings you energy. Your purpose brings you life. Other people are marveled by your talents and your ability. But you look back at them and you say, it's not a big deal because this is just who I am. It's not a big deal because this is my gift. It comes easy to me. It comes easy for me. Why? Because it's my purpose. Once you discover your purpose, it's your job to live with passion. That's when you're passionate. That's when you're ready to go to that next level. You determine your legacy. It's up to you. Your legacy is in your hands as long as you can breathe, as long as you can hear, as long as you can see.
There's somebody out there right now that is hurting. There's somebody out there right now that is struggling. There's somebody out there right now that's got it a little bit tougher than you do. But you got the right to celebrate the life. No matter if it's good or if it's bad, nothing is greater than living. Because if you're living, there's a possibility to change something. But not just changing, evolving. Evolve into something greater.
When I think about a person who lives with passion, who's living their best life, I think about a lion who's a king of the jungle. That lion is living his best life. That lioness is living her best life. Why? Because every day they wake up with purpose. Every day they wake up with passion. Every day they see that gazelle and they pursue. Everybody dies, but not everybody lives.
We do our best when our destinations are beyond the measurement. We aren't thinking of the finish line. No, we're in process. The approach is the destination, and we are never finished.
Some of you just got to begin to believe. And for some of you, what I want you to do is throw something on a wall. Every time I see you, I say the same thing because I think we overcomplicate it. It's the power of the choice, the power of using the people around you and not being afraid of failing, but being afraid of not trying.
You can't just talk about wanting to win. You have to prepare to win and you have to expect to win.
There are no passes when it comes to you and you being unique and having the ability and the qualifications to make sure you get the most out of your life and out of your dream.
I know that you've got greatness within you.
Maybe your dream's big, good, go after it. Maybe you don't make it because it was way out there, but you pursued it, and maybe there was something that happened that you didn't quite get there. But I promise you this, if you shoot for a star and you're all in with your effort and your heart and your attitude and your energy and your commitment, you may not land on that star, but I can guarantee you you'll land on the moon. And the truth is, you're still in space.
Use your mind, use your vision, use your dream. I dreamed my way out the hood. I dreamed my way out, and then I saw it, and then I would get up every day, and I would cry.
Listen up. Yes, I'm talking to you.
If you can hear my voice, you've got work to do.
This is something you all need to understand. If you want to be the best in whatever you do, you got to start acting different than everybody else.
You don't have to compare yourself to anyone because you have the ability to create the life you want.
You've been put in a position where you ultimately doubted yourself. You started to believe you don't belong here. You're not that good. You don't fit the criteria on what the rest of the world is looking for.
I didn't want to be like everybody else. I wanted to be the fucking best at everything I did.
Do you realize how difficult it is to be different?
Winning requires discipline. Commit to making things happen.
You've got a destiny to fulfill. You've got a purpose to walk into. You've got dots to connect.
I want to be remembered forever. And in order for that to happen, I realized I needed to fucking act like it.
So don't just talk about what you want to happen. Be an action taker and recognize that you don't have to be jealous of anyone.
We all want to do something. We all want to be somebody. We all want to go somewhere.
You can't be doing the same shit that everybody else is doing if you want to be the best.
You achieve your goals only when you are disciplined enough to keep showing up when you don't feel like it.
The best of everything comes with a fucking price.
Success stories have a humble beginning.
You should be a monster. Because everyone says, well, you should be harmless. You don't want to be too aggressive. You don't want to be too assertive. You want to take a back seat. No. You should be a monster. And then you should learn how to control it.
The definition of being aggressive is forceful and sometimes overly assertive pursuit of one's aims. In combat, almost nothing will happen the way you want it to if you don't force it that way. The enemy, nature, time, there's all kinds of things that are going against you. It's a losing battle. And if you don't use force of will, then you're not gonna get it done. What it means is you need to make things happen. This is the good thing about being aggressive. Sure, there's certain parts of your nature that are aggressive, but it can also be trained. You can start to think with an aggressive mindset, which is, I am going to take action. I'm going to overcome obstacles. I'm going to push through roadblocks. I'm not going to take no for an answer. And those are things that you can train. There's so often times where people, they get told no or they hit an obstacle and it's game over for them. They're just done. They're done training. They're over it. And your attitude, you have to go, okay. Little roadblock, cool. How am I going to get through it? How am I going to get around it?
What I need you to do is evaluate yourself today. Evaluate yourself to see where you are in this race of life. Many of you don't even realize that you've been racing to the finish line. This life is a race. Some of you need to be pushed to start running because you've been walking or you haven't been moving for so long. And you don't even know that you're in the race, that all of us are competing to win. But it doesn't matter where you finish. It matters that you run after your goals and your dreams. The way to live is to run after your dreams, to run after your goals, and to run after that finish line. There may be things in your life right now that's holding you back from running, but you have to break through those things. They're there to hinder you, but you can't let it force you to stop running. Chase your dreams, chase your goals. I don't know the situation you're in right now, but the situation that you're in is not your future. It's not who you really are. It's not your full potential. The sky's the limit, but it all starts from within. It's all up to you.
You should be a monster.
You have to be hungry for greatness.
You got to go through it to get to it. You got to understand that there are going to be many circumstances that will require your full, undivided attention. You got to go through it to get to it. You have to understand it has to be a unique mindset. Setting a goal and then going beyond it. Realizing that there's work to be done. Making sure that all of the strings are attached. And make no mistake along the way. Now, it's true that we all make mistakes, and we will have many setbacks, but there's always room for a comeback. To understand this, you must realize that you must humble yourself, but yet be hungry enough to go after it with everything inside of you. Everything that is required depends on you. Having the mindset that regardless of anything that is around you, that is surrounding you, that is trying to drag you down, you must have the mindset. You must be strong. You must be resilient. You must be driven. And you must be able to take whatever's coming at you. If you stumble, if you fall, have the ability to get up. But you can't depend on just your body to do the work. You must understand that it's the mental fortitude that will get you through it all. So many people don't have this fortitude. They don't have this attitude. They have no faith in themselves. If you as the individual, can take the first step, then perhaps many more will follow.
There's always going to be ups and downs in life, man. There's always going to be bumps in the road. Things that ain't going to go as planned. Unexpected stuff's going to happen. You're going to face some pain. You're going to face some tough times. And if you ain't trained your mind to be prepared for it and how to handle it, it's going to break you. The secret is to work on your mindset daily. Work on the way that you see the world. Otherwise, you'll live your whole life seeing the world through someone else's eyes. You'll be a creature of circumstance. You'll be a victim of your life and not the master of it. Read books. Listen to audios like this one. Start learning about why you do the things that you shouldn't do and why you don't do the things that you should. It's all because of the way that thing between your ears is wired. But know this, you're in control of rewiring it whenever you make the decision to do so. At any moment, you can take control back of your life and start creating a life that you deserve, not a life that someone else has paved out for you. And when all of the struggle comes, all of the bad times, all of the dark times come around, which they inevitably will, you'll be strong enough to take it head on, and it'll make you rather than break you. You have greatness inside you, let me tell you. Unlimited potential, but you have to train your mind. Every single day, things are gonna happen outside of your control. The weather, terrorism, coronavirus. But you can't control any of that shit. All you can control is how you choose to look at situations. You can control the information that you're letting in here. Never forget that you can have anything in this life that you want if you're willing to go and get it. You've got to have belief. You've got to have belief, and that belief comes from working on your mindset every single day. Remember this. You can be a victim of your life or the master of it.
Thanks for listening. Kindly support the movement of this podcast by supporting us or subscribing to our premium content for more exclusive stuff. When you do so, you also get a shout out in our next episode. Thank you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.